Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Well, the mornings are certainly darker, aren't they? And the nights are drawing in, making it harder for cyclists, e-bike and e-scooter users to be seen on the road. So should these vulnerable road users be compelled to wear high-vis clothing and to wear helmets? Well, Brian O'Connell has been looking at this for us. So, Brian, what are the rules? What's the legislation currently as things stand?
Yeah, good morning, Claire. I mean, this is an issue that prompts a lot of debate. At the moment, for cyclists, e-bike users and e-scooter users, it's not legally required to wear a helmet or to wear high-vis clothing, although it is strongly recommended. I noticed a recent Dáil response from Transport Minister Dara O'Brien, who said it's the policy of both the government and the RSA, the Road Safety Authority, to recommend the use of these high-visibility vests and armbands, but their use is not a legal requirement. And he said there are no plans to introduce legislation to change this.
Right, no plans, but some road users you met feel that this should be changed, especially for people like delivery workers.
And as you said, with darker evenings, it is difficult perhaps to see people if they're not well lit up, particularly delivery cyclists, e-bike users. There is a lot of debate around the effectiveness of high-vis equipment, which we'll get to. But I met one man, Claire, Liam Sheehan. He's a long-time motorcyclist. He's been riding bikes for over 40 years. He's raced competitively. He says he's noticed that some cyclists and e-bike and e-scooter users are very hard to see on roads as the nights are getting darker. Liam told me first about what he wears when he's on his own motorbike.
I would wear a full face helmet. I would wear a padded jacket. I would wear high visibility vest. The main thing is to be seen on the bike. Many cyclists are not visible at all. For example, I came down the road the other night and there was a guy delivering stuff with a bag on the back and no lights whatsoever. He had a black jacket on him with a hood up. And as I passed him, I discovered that he had earplugs in as well. So he had no visibility whatsoever. And that seems to be very common now with bicycles, not just delivery drivers, but bicycles in general. They just don't seem to use lights, you know. Or you might see a guy with a light on the front of the bike, which is absolutely useless. You need a light on the back of the bike because cars are approaching you from behind.
And with many of those delivery drivers, they're on e-bikes, aren't they?
They're on e-bikes, yeah. They're on e-bikes. And some of them are lit up, but an awful lot of them that I see have no lights at all whatsoever. And I can't understand how they're out working, being paid by companies to deliver food. And I don't know, does anybody ever ask them, you know, do you have lights in your bikes? You know, are you safe? You know, you're working for us. So that I just don't understand.
So do you feel, at the very least, people who are delivering for a living should be required to wear some type of mandatory clothing or lighting?
I do. I believe that 100%. If you're doing that for a living and you're making a living out of it, I think that you should be wearing safety gear. And I think that the people who you collect the food from should insist that you have safety gear, especially at night. It's mandatory on motorbike to have a helmet. You must have your license. You must have insurance. You must have tax. You must have good tyres on the bike, whereas it's completely the opposite to e-scooters and bicycles. You don't need anything. Yourself, I've seen people with, scooters now, the ones you stand on, adapted with seats on them and carrying two people around with no lights.
And obviously we're coming into a period of time now where the evenings are getting darker.
If you come across somebody, and I'm sure many of the listeners will know this, you come up behind somebody on an e-bike or a bicycle with no lights, you know, you can get a bit of a fright because you're right upon them before you actually see them. And to be honest with you, I have several times I beeped at people, you know, like, or I might open down the window and I said, look, get lights. And you might just get the finger up.
You might indeed. Now, you asked some delivery companies for a response, Brian. What did they say?
Well, the issue is slightly complicated because I suppose the majority of delivery drivers are regarded as contractors. So really, companies feel they can't mandate the wearing of high-vis. But I'll just give you a summary of some of the companies. Deliveroo, for example, say as self-employed contractors, riders are not mandated to use Deliveroo-specific kit. But they do offer a range of kit and they say any riders who choose must meet minimum safety standards. rides, and anyone found in breach of the terms of their service agreement will be off-boarded. Uber Eats, which is another one of the popular companies, they make safety equipment accessible, including helmets, reflective jackets, and there are a number of safety features as well they have, which would limit in-app notifications while somebody is on the move. And Just Eat, which is one of the other companies I contacted, jackets they provide have reflected elements on the main body and sleeves, and delivery bags have reflective elements visible on all sides as well. So they provide that equipment. But as I said, many delivery drivers are contractors, so it's quite difficult to mandate the use of that particular type of equipment.
Okay, so they're saying they give them to them, but they don't have to make sure or compel them to wear them. Now, you spoke to someone who feels there are other things that should be focused on, and we'll come to that, but you spoke to some cyclists too.
I was in Cork City Centre yesterday on the South Mall, and I met two cyclists, beginning with this keen cyclist who doesn't believe high-vis should be mandatory.
I cycle to work and I cycle at the weekends, yeah.
And this issue comes up from time to time. Should high-vis be mandatory?
It's a complete trope. There is no evidence that suggests it works. Plenty of people, God bless them, have been knocked down by people in cars and other vehicles who were wearing high-vis. I mean, and were they not seen? I've been shouted at by somebody because I wasn't wearing high-vis, so I was obviously visible. You know, this kind of madness. The issue is to do with behaviour. Cyclist behaviour, it's to do with driver behaviour, it's to do with speed. There isn't a day that I go on my bike out the country where I am not passed too close to, at speed. Just the other day, coming to the brow of a hill, a car passed the two of us who were in single file, obeying all the rules of the road, on the brow of a hill, completely unsighted. So that's the kind of stuff that gets people killed.
Would you have a light on front and back all the time on your bike?
Yeah,
all the time, so you obviously feel that's important.
Yeah, well, I mean, you want to be seen. I mean, my bag that I'm wearing right now has a reflector on it. At night time, of course, you'd be mad not to. But high-vis doesn't work, it's reflectors work.
You're a cyclist.
I am a cyclist.
So you have a helmet in your hand and you have a light on the back of the bike and a light on the front. And you're showing me
and these
reflectors.
Reflectors.
What about the high-vis, the wearing of a high-vis jacket?
I would do that too, yeah. Now, I would do that more if I'm out in an evening or if it's getting dark. Well, I would see it as a positive for it to be mandatory. It's no big deal to put on a high-vis, and it could save your life.
And the messages are flying in. Helmets should be compulsory, the same as seatbelts are in a car, says Bruce. Forget about the introduction of the requirement for high-vis. Just enforce the requirement by law to have lights. But another one says, this is called victim blaming. Obliging cyclists and pedestrians to wear high-vis is akin to asking all motorists to paint their cars yellow. Create safe spaces for vulnerable road users. Enforce existing road safety laws and reduce speed limits. Another one, victim blaming nonsense. If motorists can't see, they should slow down to the condition, says Dave in Wicklow. Now, Brian, politically, this tends to get attention, doesn't it, from time to time? So what's been happening on that front?
Yeah, absolutely. I had a look at the Dáil Record and various government and opposition TDs asked questions of Transport Minister if mandatory high-vis, for example, will be brought in, if helmets will be mandated. As we heard, there are no plans. The Road Safety Authority I got in touch with, they say remaining visible and alert on the road is vital. So e-scooter and e-bike users should wear high visibility clothing. That's the recommendation. It's not a legal requirement. They strongly recommend it. They say there must be front and rear lights legally. Reflectors must be on e-scooters and e-bikes. Lights must be switched on during lighting up hours and darkness hours. And they pointed to an observational study from last year, which noted 21% of pedal cyclists were wearing high visibility clothing. That's an increase of 10% when compared to 2022. They're not in a position to mandate the use of high vis clothing. That would be an issue for government. Finally, Claire, I did speak to Cian Genty, who's editor of IrishCycle.com. He said to me, while he would never discourage anyone from making the personal choice of wearing safety gear, at a national level, he felt there are better things to prioritise. This is some of what he had to say.
High-vis is not mandatory in most countries. There's some exceptions to that where in rural areas, it hasn't shown any improvement where it was brought in terms of casualties. And lights are already mandatory in every country in Europe. If we're going to talk about enforcing something about visibility, lights are already mandatory. So why not just enforce that? The problem is with high-vis is it's largely a solution looking for a problem, because the statistics there of deaths and serious injuries doesn't show that visibility is one of the main issues. It might be extremely annoying, and it's not just to motorists, and it's not just to pedestrians. It can be extremely annoying to other cyclists too, where there's another cyclist going around without lights on. It doesn't really show up as much as you might think in the statistics of casualties.
Okay, and what about helmets, Cian?
Helmets is a similar thing. The research doesn't show that the helmets increase safety that much. To some of the safest countries in Europe for cycling, they have very low helmet usage rates. It goes back to the same argument with high vis and helmets together. It's if you're looking at safety, they're not really the areas that show the best results.
What should be done to improve safety then, Cian? If for example, we're looking in the wrong place, where should we be looking?
The thing that comes up a lot with high vis is obviously people think more visibility, more safety, but you're then putting the onuses on the most vulnerable road users in an unrealistic way. We've had high vis promotion in this country for decades now. It hasn't worked. We know what's very effective: better infrastructure, traffic calming, lower speeds. We could be doing things a lot quicker in terms of making streets safer.
Cian Ginty there from irishcycle.com speaking to Brian O'Connell. And we're getting a lot of very considered messages on this. I'm a bus driver. I drive a 14.1 metre bus. These people weave in and out, even though I've so many blind spots, wearing black. Must be banned. Be safe, be seen. We put high vis on our dogs, but not on users of bikes and scooters that absolutely fly about. It's absurd and extremely dangerous. Another one, I work in construction where safety is very good. You have to have a high vest on to do the work. So make it the law on the roads as well for walkers and cyclists. Now, here's a cyclist who has been cycling for 20 years and commuting. I always wear high vis on darker days and at night. Plus, I have lights. However, there's no point making high vis mandatory. For a start, there's no one to enforce it, says this listener. Also, even with high vis, if drivers are on their phone and not paying attention, you could be lit up like the proverbial Christmas tree and they still don't see you. 0870 32 32 32 for your messages on that or anything else you want to comment on the programme, including people who hoard their holidays and never take what they should. We're going to find out why they do it next.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.